This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is another podcast of the World Wide Wave on joy.org.au.
Surfing the globe, bringing you news, views, and current affairs for the LGBT community. This is the World Wide Wave.
Hey, yes, it is World Wide Wave time. Joy's international news and current affairs show, taking you around the globe one country at a time. Tonight, it's Squirrel Damien, Paul and myself, Matt. We're taking you to the African country of Nigeria. Under cover of Uganda's anti-gay laws, how did Nigeria seemingly sneak through equally poor, if not worse, anti-gay laws? What did the World Congress of Families in Nigeria have to say about gay people? And why is Nigeria, why does it have such pumping music?
Yes, and what did Matt say when he came face to face with the goddess of X?
Indeed, because that's who we interviewed, Mahida, the goddess of X, a Nigerian-born pop singer and self-proclaimed goddess of X, and also Monica Tabengwa from Human Rights Watch in Africa. And we're going to kick off now with our worldwide wrap, a look at the LGBT news and current affairs around the world throughout the week. Starting off with the most hospitable regions for gay and lesbian people. Where do you reckon is the best place by a Gallup survey? Where do you think that is the best place to be gay?
Iceland?
It's on the list. This sounds like, what's that game show?
No,
if it's
I'll
on the
I'll
list,
just give
you know?
A couple of guesses.
Iceland, yep, no, it's definitely on the list. In fact, Iceland has come in at number 2.
Oh, wait, don't give it away.
Now, Australia is on the list. That's a good thing. We're number 8.
Number 8. And New Zealand, just across the ditch, my homeland. Yep, it's...
They've actually got more progressive laws than us, but they're actually further down the list. So maybe it hasn't...
But it's 69. What a great percent.
69% indeed. 69% of people say it's a good place to live.
Exactly.
For gay people. Otherwise, you know,
It's
New Zealand.
Oh, you.
Also on the list, but not number 1, Argentina. Sweden is there. Denmark, all those Slovakian countries are.
And then we sort of fly around to Africa, which is where we're stopping off this week as well. And Senegal, Uganda, Mali, Ethiopia, we're looking at just 1% to 2%.
So this is the bottom of the table for the best place in the world.
Yeah, so we could call it the worst place in the world to be, or the least hospitable regions. And this is, again, they walk around the street, they poll the people on the street. Hey, is this a good place for gay people to live? And 99% of the people in Senegal said no.
Yeah. And now, interesting, Nigeria is not there in the bottom 6, but it is, right there down the bottom.
Now, we've got news also coming in from another country that last week we saw there was a bit of movement in, you know, South America about more gay rights. And now Colombian lesbian couple allowed to adopt a child. Pretty exciting there. So this is basically because the country's constitutional court has allowed a lesbian couple to adopt a child born. There's two women. It's Anna and Veronica. And Anna gave birth. And Veronica technically didn't have legal custodial rights. They petitioned. And now she does.
But the ruling only applies if there is a biological parent. So some of the, it doesn't apply if there's surrogacy involved. So, but still, you know, for South America, that's pretty progressive.
Step. It's a step for Colombia. It's quite a Catholic country. So, you know, we take what we get.
Bit of scandal in the police force. The Met, you're nicked. The Met in the UK, a former detective is suing the Met on the grounds of racial and homophobic discrimination.
I just heard Philip reading that. Tell me more, because I was busy reading my notes.
Well, he's an out gay policeman. He was having a bit of a look on Grindr, and clearly it made some people uncomfortable. So there were complaints made about him. He said he was taunted by his fellow police, saying that he should become a hairdresser or cabin crew. And pretty much he's taking the Met to court and suing them.
Suing them because his co-workers made comments?
Yes, discrimination.
But what if
or maybe
took
he wanted to be able to
steps?
Access Grindr in business hours. I don't quite know.
I don't know. Should you be able to look at Grindr during business hours? I mean, any more than Facebook, any more than Tinder, any more than all the rest of that. I don't know. I think if the police force took reasonable steps to reprimand the people...
Well, let the courts decide.
We'll find out. Okay, meanwhile, Zimbabwe taking international aid money? They're not interested. Well, they're interested in aid money from China, good old Mugabe. That's right. He praised China for not attaching strings to aid funding.
You know, Zimbabwe and China...
It's almost not scary in a weird way. Like,
might not be bad links there. Wonder what Clive Palmer thinks about that.
I wonder what we think about raw materials and rare minerals being extracted. Anyway.
Essentially, lots of countries have put caveats on giving aid to Zimbabwe because of their very harsh anti-gay laws. And Mugabe is saying that China, because you don't do that, you're pretty cool.
Yeah, so he's not really interested in European aid. He's interested in Chinese aid because it doesn't have those gay strings attached. Meanwhile, New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Woohoo!
They have won something. They've won something.
Oi. Okay, it's the fourth Asia Pacific Out Games for LGBTI athletes. It's going to be held in Auckland in February 2016. Quick, get your tickets now before Air New Zealand figures it out.
Now I can say I went to the Out Games in Wellington, Windy Wellington.
Yes.
Had an absolute ball. In fact, we were gold medalists. We're silver medalists.
No, you were gold in Belgium,
silver,
right?
Gold in Belgium, silver in New Zealand, yeah. great time. So, yeah, looking forward to that one. The Asia Pacific Out Games coming to New Zealand.
Do they have kayaking?
No, I don't think so.
Got it. Okay. Meanwhile, Italy, Mr. Gay World.
Oh, sorry. I switched on. What was that?
Italy, Mr. Gay World. And Worldwide Wave travels to Italy very soon, as soon as Matt gets the interview. Okay, so Mr. Gay World, he proclaims, I won Mr. Gay World on Facebook, but not only that, but he feels that it is the toughest interview job in the world, and it's more than just a beauty contest.
Yeah.
Do I have to keep reading this?
The photography lies, though. Interesting, though, New Zealand link. New Zealand's won it the past 2 years. So they didn't get the hat trick.
Oh.
So hooray for Italy. Hurrah, hurrah. Oh. Across to Canada now, where an opera singer has been sacked over taunting a gay man on Facebook. Celebrities using social media inappropriately. It has cost her job. This seems to come up quite often. Between sports people and celebrities, I think.
Yeah, and I don't know that we can exactly read what he said at this hour of the day, but if you want to look up more, it's American opera singer Valerin Ruminsky who got sacked.
Across to Liberia now, where church leaders have come out and blamed the Ebola outbreak on gays. Yep, the gays did it.
Not the monkeys, it's the gays.
In a statement, the church leader said Liberians have to pray and seek God's forgiveness over the corruption and immoral acts such as homosexualism. Is that a word? Homosexualism?
Well, it's immoral, even if it's not a word.
Yeah. And interesting, they then went on to say homosexualism that continues to penetrate our society. That's a bit...
I hate this. We have to end the news on a bit of a downer, but in the U.S., a gay son kicked out by religious parents, I guess a bit of an upper as well, but he lived in Kennesaw, Georgia, and he actually captured a video of his parents disowning him. Since you've chosen that path, we will not support you any longer. And it escalates. He's gotten over 1.8 million hits at the time.
And lots of money. In fact, at the time we first looked, there was $50,000. He's up to $90,000. $90,000 he's got in donations because people, they have been incredibly supportive. So it's a bad, but it's a good. The world's come out in support of this guy.
It's good that the world can, our little global gay village will support all the little kids in Georgia.
You are on the Worldwide Wave.
This is Autumn Butter from LGBT Center of Mongolia, and I'm happy to be on Worldwide Wave.
It's Worldwide Wave, the show that takes you around the globe, one country at a time. And tonight we've stopped off in Nigeria, kicking off with some fun, fast facts about Nigeria.
Not so fun. We'll go fast, though, because these things are facts. Nigerian law provides for a 14-year prison sentence for homosexual acts. And you're like, oh, wow, that's horrible. Well, what about the women? Yep, men or women. And you're like, oh, 14 years. Well, that's in the south where it's more liberal and lenient. Because
that's the better half
north,
of Nigeria, yeah.
Where it's under Sharia law, it's actually stoning to death.
You can be stoned to death. That's right. And... that's 12 northern states, so it's, half the country. There have not been any known executions, but it is certainly a part of Sharia law.
Well, there weren't any known executions in 2011, but nevertheless, there's definitely known instances of people getting whipped. They had documentary. They even had journalists going from, say, the New York Times who went and saw a court trial and watched the man getting lashes. Now, for women, if you are... First of all, if you're a married man, it's stoned to death. If you're an unmarried man, it's only a year of prison only.
More incentive not to get married.
I know. I think that's kind of interesting. It's like, well, if you know you're gay, just don't even go there. Don't get married. Just stay gay. Do your year in prison. You'll be sweet as. But then also for women, it tends to be more along the lines of 50 lashes.
Now, the laws, Nigeria hit the world headlines earlier this year. There'd been a lot of noise around about Uganda's anti-gay laws, and they snuck through their own anti-gay laws. So pretty much if you are involved in any sort of gay organisation, if you support same-sex marriage or if you display same-sex affection in public, you are liable for 10 years in prison.
Yes, and that's where Mahida, when she was reading one of the promos for Joy, went, oh, you know, Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian. Oh, my God, is this a gay and lesbian radio station?
I had to say to her, there's only three in the world.
There's only three in the world. And she took it in stride and just rolled with it. So good on her. Coming from a country where, according to the Pew Global Attitudes Project, 97% of residents believe homosexuality is a way of life that society should not accept. Let me repeat, 97% say should not accept.
In fact, that's the second highest rate of non-acceptance in 45 countries that they surveyed.
Yeah, there's always Mali. When in doubt,
oh,
Mali's worse.
Oh, dear. Now, there's also issues around cross-dressing. In fact, Section 405 says that a male person who dresses or is attired in the fashion of a woman in a public place is... or practices sodomy as a means of livelihood, i.e. prostitution, is a vagabond. And that's liable for 1 year in prison.
Yeah, now check this out, okay? I hate to do this at this hour of the day, but I have to. The definition of sodomy changes depending on what state you're in. Border on
How
anyone?
How does that work?
Well, okay, so Matt, like if you're in the state of Yobe, sodomy is anal coitus by any man. Yet, if you're in a state of Kano, sodomy could be any kind of carnal intercourse with any man or any woman, comma, through her rectum. So there you go. Anything with any man, women through the rectum. But if you're in yet another state, let's say Sokoto, sodomy is intercourse against, in any way, form, or shape, against man or woman. So it's like, depending on where you go, you can get away with a little bit more and a little bit less.
It's a bit hard to know where you know, if the laws change that frequently.
Yeah. I wonder if you know how you have some of those, like, cross the state line in America where you can, you know, run across the border and get some alcohol, if you can run across the border and get some... Anyway.
There is this interesting dichotomy they have. So HIV, big issue, and in fact, HIV prevalence, 1 in 6 in Nigeria. It's one of the worst in Africa. So there are... HIV programs for men who have sex with men. So although gay people are subject to all these very harsh laws, there are services for HIV. The problem is if you are
illegal
seen
to
or
run
identified,
the organization.
Yeah, and people don't want to actually turn up. So we're going to hear more from Human Rights Watch tonight on those issues.
Hello and goedenavond. This is Elko, listening in from the Netherlands on Worldwide Wave, the latest LGBT news and current affairs on joy.org.au.
It's the show that takes you around the globe one country at a time. Tonight we've stopped off in Nigeria. Another shout-out, although we introed four people at the top of the show, there's only been two voices so far, and that's because we have a...
It's because we like to talk, Matt.
Speak for yourself. That's because we have a program here at Joy called Taste of Radio, which is a course where you learn all there is about radio.
It is a fantastic course. You can learn to speak in the microphone, but you learn to run the panel, you learn to edit the podcast.
You learn about things like copyright law and, you know, how to structure an interview. And
how never to mention the word... Oh, wait, okay, anyway.
You can't say that word.
Exactly. And find out what that word is by coming to the Taste of Radio course.
Indeed. In fact, the next course has been so popular, it's booked out and now taking bookings for February next year. So think about that. But we thought, since we had Paul here, who's been panelling for us tonight, Paul
had frantically trying to get the press the right buttons.
And you're doing very well.
All the right buttons. Let me tell you, as a button presser, I can say you're doing an excellent job, Paul.
The check's in the post.
Tell us, Paul, what did you learn? What did you get out of doing Taste of Radio?
I learned an amazing amount of information, actually. As you're right, we did do a lot on the law, and it's interesting to know that community radio actually has far more stringent requirements on it than commercial radio does. There's a lot we can't do and can't get away with that they can.
That's right, that's right. That's why Kyle Sandilands is not on our radio
show. He's not on our radio. There are other reasons why he's not on our radio, but yes, that's one of the reasons why he's not on the radio. We also learn how all the buttons, I mean, I'm sitting in front of a panel that's got, 16 buttons, and I'm less frightened of them now than I was when I did the course.
Excellent. We're getting a photo of that now.
We're going to post this on Facebook.
On W3Joy, Worldwide Wave.
And if you like us, we send you news things throughout the week as well from all around the world, because that's what our show's about.
And this week we are stopping off in Nigeria. For those of you just joining, it is not the happiest of countries.
It is not. In fact, they brought in some quite harsh anti-gay laws at the start of this year, and we spoke to Monica Tabengwa from Human Rights Watch about those laws.
If you look at some of the provisions of this new law, basically it says anyone who registers, operates, or participates in gay clubs, societies, and organizations would be offending this law with a possible 10-year sentence. And so that really is very broad. It would include anyone directly supporting or indirectly supporting this minority population. That would include human rights defenders, refugee organizations, healthcare providers, and anybody else who happens to work within the HIV/AIDS movement. And that's not just gay people. That's just anybody who has anything or worked or says anything related to LGBT rights. That's why we're saying that it just goes beyond, you know, people who identify as lesbians, gays, bisexual, transgender.
So that would also impact your ability as Human Rights Watch to work within...
Absolutely.
How do you propose to handle that?
Well, I mean, we are not going to stop working. I mean, what we'll have to do, we have to watch and see whether this law will be implemented, first of all. And if it is, we will have then to make do with working from outside, because Nigeria has no reach for people working from outside the country. You know, continue the international advocacy without necessarily risking somebody's life on the ground, and supporting the local organizations where they feel safe to advocate or to speak on behalf of their communities. And that's what we plan to do, and continue the... We have contact with lots of diplomats who have offices or consular offices in Nigeria. So we continue those kind of diplomatic talks just to impress on them to put pressure on the Nigerian government to reconsider, because this is not just about gay people. Nigeria has the highest number of people living with HIV/AIDS. And if anybody who works within this particular group, because we are talking about MSM here, and so if anybody who's working with MSM is implicated in this way, and then people might then decide to withdraw, and that has long-term impact. I'm not sure if the Nigerian government has thought beyond this. So I think that's something that we just need to point out to them, and hopefully they can listen and we can have a meaningful dialogue.
Now, the national agency in Nigeria that looks after HIV and AIDS has actually flagged the community, people who have engaged in same-sex contact, as a key group. How can the government, on one hand, say that they're a key group we need to look after in order to control HIV, but on the other hand, outlaw being gay?
Well, I mean, I think this particular minority group or minority issue has been used by Nigeria and many other countries for their own political gain. Now, it's a very populist position, and really, people don't think about the consequences of such, whether intended or otherwise, of such a law. What they are thinking about is how many votes it's going to get for them. And we know that Goodluck Jonathan is coming up for re-election. And right now, he knows, and everybody knows, that he's lost a lot of, he's not the most popular president. Not that there have been any, really, but he's not the most popular president. And I think this is, he felt that this was one way to win his main opponents in Nigeria in both houses. And so really, it's not about LGBT people per se. It's more about political aspirations of, you know, Jonathan, as well as the movers, the main proponents of the bill themselves.
Monica, do you know if this proposed bill has widespread support either in the north of the country or in the south of the country? Or is this, as you said, more a political decision that has very low levels of community support?
Well, I mean, most of these laws really apply in the south, which is where the more common law kind of law applies. The north is usually uses Sharia law. But this is a more, it's like a countrywide version of that's going to be applied by both communities. The Sharia law already has, if you're found to be guilty of things that conduct, you are liable to be stoned to death. And that's not going to change. But I think the wider effects of the law, which I was describing earlier, will apply nationally. So everyone, whether you work in the northern part of Nigeria, you're in Abuja or whatever other state you're at, or you're in the south, in Lagos or other states, it would apply equally.
And that was Monica Tabengwa from Human Rights Watch. The role of international pressure on this, on countries such as Nigeria, on the ground, the local politicians, very populist, trying to rally people, coming into an election, probably in many other countries, it's been seen to be a distraction from domestic issues, somebody easy, a group that's easy to marginalise and trash. The international community comes in and says you shouldn't do that, and then they use that as a rallying call as well to, again, drive this populist thing. We're going to defy the US and all the other countries.
Mm.
Difficult situation.
Yeah. Also interesting, the divide, as you heard just then, between North and South. It's not uniform what's going on, and that there are areas that are experiencing more. And again, it's often in the non-urban, more rural, more regional, higher religion. And instead of loving thy neighbour as thyself, thy neighbour is castigated.
And even people like Human Rights Watch, they've now got to look at a different strategy engage and support in the country.
They're
can't
putting
be
themselves
in the country.
On the line, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they have to, for the sake of their own people on the ground, they have to pull them out and keep them safe.
And the people who've been arrested under this new law, they do have supporters who sneak in, literally parading to be their relatives in order to get them food in prison. And meanwhile, while they're in the prisons, the arrested people over the last few months, the outsiders, the general population, I don't know if it's everyone, but feel that the people in the prison should die. And so they don't like the fact that they're just getting lashes. They're taking it upon themselves to throw bottles and stones through the prison windows at the prisoners at any opportunity.
There's just no escape. And then you have this added complication of HIV, extreme prevalence right throughout the community. There's key groups such as men who have sex with men, and it's almost impossible for organisations to legally service these groups. Essentially, men who have sex with men are illegal, and if you're a group that's supporting them, then you are in the government's firing line.
It's bloody depressing, bloody ridiculous. Luckily, we've got a little more light-hearted angle as well. Coming up, we're going to be chatting with Mahida.
Hi, this is Max from Amnesty International speaking from Ukraine on the World Wide Web.
It is a show that takes you around the globe, one country at a time. Tonight, we are flicking around and checking out Nigeria. Another message has come in. Richard from Adelaide. Hi, Richard. Thanks for listening in on joy.org.au. Love the music, and we are loving it too. Really, really good vibes out of Nigeria's music.
Out of Mahida, who braved coming here despite the fact that it is illegal to be gay or lesbian in her country, punishable by 14 years in prison or stoning to death. And she's happy to be on this radio station. Good on her.
She is. She's not gay or lesbian, though. We should just point that out because she's pretty...
In case she gets stoned to death when she goes back home.
Pretty sexual in her videos. In fact, we asked her about some explicit images that come through her videos and sort of how that fits in with her religious beliefs. Let's hear what Mahida from Nigeria has to say. Mahida, how did you get started in singing in Nigeria?
Well, right from childhood, I love singing. During my school days, we go for excursions, and I like to be the center of attention. Yeah.
I think you found your spot in the world then.
Yes, there. So from there, I said, okay, why not do it professionally? And I'm very good. I'm very photogenic, so I decided to join modeling into it. So, yeah.
Now, being that singer and standing out means you stand out from the crowd.
Yeah.
In Nigerian culture, is that a good thing, or do you need to fit in?
Oh, man, I need to fit in, but I don't want to fit in, you know, because I'm very, like, controversial, and it's really not good for my country because we're very religious and stuff like that. So, yeah, but I don't really care because I read from history that if you really want to make a change, you have to be strong and stand for what you believe. So that's what I'm doing.
Now, you said that religion's very important.
Yeah.
Growing up, how is religion a part of your life in Nigeria?
Yeah, it helps me a lot because I'm always scared not to commit... to do bad stuff because I believe God is going to punish me. So yeah, it helps. Yeah, it helps a lot. Yeah, but when you grow older, then you have your own personal understanding, you know, of what God is.
You have actually posed naked in your recent film clip.
Yeah.
How was that received at home in Nigeria?
Well, with the new generations, very well. But of course, with the older ones, and of course, the ones that their mom is still talking to, they don't really get it.
So did young people really respond positively?
Yeah, a lot of them. And because most of them, you know, the education we're getting now is different from the ones they have long time ago. So, yeah, that's why I think the Western education is helping.
And you've actually used this to raise an important issue, which is around prostitution. You've got some very strong views on that. What are your views about prostitution?
I think, you know, I've been on the street and I see the way they treat these ladies. You know, for me, I don't know. I think I have interest in human. I don't know what to call it, but I really am more concerned about my country and how to go forward, because initially when I travel out, you know, I don't really receive good comments about my country. So I really wish I can change it in my own little way, but I'm not in politics. I don't have a voice. So I'm trying to get a voice. So prostitution was, you know, it just came out one interview like that. But yeah, the truth is I don't like the way they treat the girls out there. And moreover, some of them are being forced into this prostitution stuff. And I thought if the government can really do it like they do in Europe, like Amsterdam, then probably they will be able to control this forced into prostitution stuff, slave stuff, and also control diseases, I think. So I think it's a good thing.
How common is prostitution in Nigeria?
Wow, there's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot, really.
Is that a survival thing? People just need it to survive?
Yeah, they need to survive, honestly.
And primarily young people, I would assume?
Young ladies, you know. Young ladies, single mothers, even older women, really. And it's heartbreaking.
Do gay people get a mention in Nigeria? There's been a lot of noise in the international media about Nigeria's anti-gay laws.
Yeah.
Does it get mentioned in Nigeria?
Yeah, you know, Nigeria, they're very scared. You know, our citizens, they train us in the way that we can't really say anything, which is not good, you know. So they don't really talk about it. They're scared. As soon as they put the law there, nobody want to say, no, we are gay, we don't want it, or stuff like that. They just accept it. They accept anything the government throw on them.
Do you think that the younger population might be a bit more open-minded to that going forward?
Well, few of us, really. We are not many of us. You know, like me also, I'm still really scared of the government still, you know, but I need, even though with all the education I'm getting, I still can't see a lot in my country and it's not nice. I wish they will give us our own voice.
If the government was listening in now, what would you say to the president?
They should allow us to get, they should bring more education. you know, they should allow the people to get more educated so, you know, we can change stuff. I think we need education, I think.
You've gone from a country, Nigeria, which has a very questionable human rights record, to the Netherlands, which probably has one of the most progressive human rights.
Yeah.
Did you notice that change?
Yes, I did. It's like I'm home, you know. It's like, you know, every day I work and I'm like, I wish my country can be like this. I wish my country can be like this, yeah.
And do you still maintain contact with lots of people in Nigeria?
Yes. Yeah, even with my friends, with my old friends, yes. And I miss them.
You miss them? Is there anything else you miss about Nigeria?
The food. The food.
Not too many Nigerian restaurants in Netherlands.
No, no.
Mahida, thanks for joining us on the World Wide Wave.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Joy 94.9, Australia's best radio station.
That is Mahida, a pop diva from Nigeria, currently out here in Melbourne. You should have seen her shoes.
I feel like I have because I've seen this photo you've taken. They are outrageous.
No, I'm going to post it on Facebook after the show. So go on to World Wide Wave or W3Joy. I've got my shoes next to hers. Now I've come from work, so
nice.
I've
black,
got the business standard
casual,
black shoes with these outrageous, very high... flirtatious shoes, I would say.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. I loved it. I mean, I love the quote, if you really want to make a change, you have to stand strong in what you believe in. But also the fact that she's willing to say, it's not something she's used to. She herself is scared of protesting against the government.
Yeah, there's a definite fear there,
but
isn't
what
it?
An open mind. Like, and just to even for her to say tentatively, I think we should have more education.
Yeah. A really, really good focus, good focus on young people, quite strong opinions on prostitution, which came out of nothing, as she sort of said it was. She was asked it in an interview and she answered honestly, and it has become something of an issue that she's maintained. I also love the fact that she said religion helped because it really sort of controlled her potentially bad behaviour. So.
Yeah, no, she's pretty cool. You know, something else that I love that we haven't had a chance to mention yet is the name of the president of Nigeria.
Good luck, Jonathan.
Good luck, Jonathan.
Good luck. I don't think the population's had good luck, but...
Jonathan certainly has. President Jonathan, good luck, Jonathan. And you were mentioning one other thing about the World Congress of Families.
Well, you know, they've just had that, or they've been trying to have their event here in Melbourne, and various venues have kicked them out, and then all these ministers were coming, and then they've all pulled out. One of the ministers, Kevin Andrews, was up for an award for being... Natural Family Man and Woman of the Year. He wasn't the woman bit, but Natural Family Man of the Year. Pretty scary stuff.
And another woman, the woman up was Teresa Okafor, and she's from Nigeria.
Yeah.
And she holds this group, the Foundation for African Cultural Heritage. I'm not sure if that's FAC or if that's FACH. FAC. I don't know what the acronym is there. But anyway, FAC likes to... pretty much support the rule that says there's a ban on people meeting in groups of two or more gay people.
That's very Graham Kennedy. Actually, you being a Kiwi, you might not know that one. Some of our listeners will know exactly what I'm talking about. Look, she was one of the first to come out and support Good Luck Jonathan with the reports. She's somehow managed to link the Boko Haram, these terrorists that have taken the poor schoolgirls to the gay community.
Yeah, so facts
and say
running around connecting
they must
it all.
Be working together.
There's gay people, Boko Haram. It's just, it's not cool. But anyway, so that's, that's what's going on in Nigeria in terms of the government.
And more messages coming in from Anonymous this time. Interesting interview with Mahida. I've been listening for the past few weeks again. Love your work, Worldwide Wave team. Thank you, Anonymous 315. Fantastic having you listening to our show.
From Cameroon on Joy 94.9.
It's a worldwide wave, taking around the globe one country at a time. A huge thank you to Monica Tabengwa from Human Rights Watch in Africa and Mahida, the Nigerian-born pop singer. And also, you can follow her at Mahida Nigeria on Twitter.
Yeah. Also, a huge thank you to Richard from Adelaide, Heath from the gym, and Anonymous for writing in to us.
And on Facebook, Greg, Alex and Angel, who've all joined or interacted us through the week.
And also Gordon at the front desk.
Thanks, Gordon. It's the World Wide Wave team signing off. We'll be back next week.
With India.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you for listening to the World Wide Wave podcast. We're always looking for interested guests and news tips. You can email us at worldwidewave@joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.